Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We spoke with somebody we're going to be calling Yossi because he didn't want to use his real name. He is an Israeli participant, or was an Israeli participant, in the Comrades Marathon. He was the person in the video that I shared, the video that had many hundreds of thousands of views, as he was harassed by a mob of people whilst running. He was completely traumatized. He said he will never come back to South Africa as a result of his experience, which is the saddest thing in the world, because the Comrades Marathon, of course, is a crucial event on South Africa's calendar. Whether you're a runner, whether you're not a runner, this is something that brings the nation together and certainly brings people from around the world together. How do we handle this? Well, Mondisi Ngobo is the chairperson of the Comrades Marathon Association. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, and how are you? No, thank you for having us as the Comrades Marathon Association.
So, first of all, congratulations on a phenomenal event. I know that we're going to be talking about one small ugly part of the event, but from everything I hear, the event, as always, was magnificent and continues to be a showcase for South Africa. So well done on that. It is something that as South Africans we are always very proud of. The incident around these Israeli runners, where the ANC Youth League listed their names and their badge numbers, and then following that they were harassed even though they weren't wearing anything that identified them as Israeli, is obviously a very, very real concern for many of us. What is your response and your response to that?
No, we've been very consistent. Throughout engagement with all stakeholders who had sent us letters and engaged us with concerns about the participants of the Israeli athletes, we've always maintained that as race organizers, we remain a symbol of unity, an event that is not political, or does not have any, does not treat everyone equally, in terms of irrespective of nationality or religion, because our founding principles are that of comrade unity and passion, and obviously we pride ourselves as the event that celebrates the human spirit. So that has always been our stance since last week. It's very unfortunate that some of our participants had to go through that. As the Comrades Marathon Association, we don't condone any form of attack to any of our participants.
Mm. So but this event happened. The ANC Youth League has been problematic in what they have done. I'm not sure about the legality of publicizing people's names and numbers. And then there were spectators along the way. Both of those, given the statement that you've just made, are problematic. What are the steps that the Comrades Marathon can take in order to deal with that in the past and make sure that this doesn't happen again in the future?
The difficult part with most probably, I would think that maybe they got the numbers from the start list, maybe by knowing the names of those participants. And obviously, we have what we call ESSP. Mm-hmm. ESSP is part of our event safety and security planning committee that is under the leadership of Brigadier Saunders. And I'm sure they would have handled the matter, because our safety officer and our race organizing team were in constant contact with the Brigadier to ensure that we ensure the safety and security of all our participants in respect of their nationality and their where they come.
So in terms of holding people responsible, is that something that the Comrades Marathon organization is going to do?
Look, as I say, these matters are not handled by us as events organizers. It will always be at the hands of the person who is in charge of the event from the safety and security point of view, and that is Brigadier Saunders and the team.
But But isn't that a bit of a cop out? Because the reality is that when people are looking to come back, and this particular participant said that, well, no one from the Comrades organization has reached out to him just to even discuss this with him. He's now either left the country or is leaving the country to go back, will never return. He's obviously going to be talking about his experience, which is not a good one. Surely we can't just say, well, we're handing it over to security to deal with, because it's not their name that's tarnished, it's the whole Comrades brand.
I know that our board member responsible for safety and security, Rory Steyn, has reached out to some of the participants that raised concerns about this, including, you know, everyone who had given him the task of and the duty of ensuring that he reaches out to and has been communicating with us to say that he's been receiving some messages. He will definitely follow it up. Yes.
Yeah, if you would, because the participant who was the victim in the video that I shared, he said no one had reached out to him, and he wasn't aware that any of the other participants had anyone reach out to them either. Is the organization going to put out a public statement around this?
We had a standard response that we had prepared last week, but we will be in communication with our, as I said, with our board member responsible for safety and security to then find out, get some details in terms of what are the developments. Is there any sort of communication that he has extended to some of the participants, and then we'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. So just a message that you would have for the participants of the Comrades, those who were impacted by it and others who are concerned about it. What would your takeaway message be?
We remain consistent. We don't condone any form of violence, especially against our participants. Our main priority on the day, and we've always preached this, we've always sent this message throughout our messaging in the build-up and the culmination of the race, to say that we put the safety and security of all our participants as our priority. And it's unfortunate that some of them had to endure such attacks. But as I said, our safety and security board member who is responsible for that will have to then go back to the drawing board and reach out to some of those participants. But from our side, we are really, really sad that as an event, as part of our DNA, we espouse values of celebration of the human spirit, irrespective of your nationality or religion, and we're not political.
That is where we leave it. Mngdisi Ngobo, who is the chairperson at the Comrades Marathon Association. Thank you for that. Thank you for chatting to us, talking to us about politics and sport, and reiterating that the Comrades Marathon is not political at all. The challenge is how to deal with it. Certainly, I believe that they need to reach out to the runners. I believe they need to put out a statement reiterating it and talking about the fact that this won't happen again, or that certainly is going to be something that will be taken seriously. What do you think? Leave me your thoughts. 061-895-1019. It is about to go 9 o'clock. I do need to love and to leave you, but I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Keep warm. Keep dry, and I'll see you on Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.